A huge run of cattle. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
So we've got a combination of calves coming to town plus yearlings, and it's going to make for a relatively large week for us just here in Tennessee alone, probably well over 10,000 head of cattle above what we normally see through the auctions.
Louis Langell, USDA Market News reporter, says historically August is the biggest month of the year for cattle sales in Tennessee and basically across the South. There are about 30 auction barns left throughout the state of Tennessee that have weekly sales, and this week you add to those markets at least two graded sales, two video sales, and the Tennessee Beef Alliance sale.
It just kind of gives you an idea of how people are, how the producers are marketing cattle in this day and time. They're taking advantage of these video sales where they can expose their cattle to a number of buyers, not just here in the state, but across the U.S., and it gives them a better opportunity to merchandise their cattle.
And Louis Langell says the extreme heat is a concern for everyone, but these calves that are selling through an alliance or the graded sales usually have gone through a preconditioning program, and they can withstand the heat a little better. And as a result, they're bringing higher prices.
When you get in some of these situations like what we saw today, where you got preconditioned calves, they handle them kind of on a special, especially they bring them in, they make sure that they have access to feed and water. They do all that they can to ensure that the health of the calf is maintained. And certainly it's a benefit to the buyer. And that's why you see some of the prices that we've seen on some of these cattle.
A lot of cattle being marketed this week in Tennessee. Don't forget to vote for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.